Good to see you. It's been a couple of weeks.
It has been. It's probably been more than that between Sundance and then
illness and jury duty. Yes, exactly. Exactly right. Exactly.
So happy new year.
To you as well. To you as well.
Well, the award season is, we're in the middle of it, of course, and the British Academy of Film, Television, Arts gave out its awards, but the Berlin Film Festival wrapped up last week. It's one of the big international film festivals, along with Cannes and Toronto and Sundance and Venice. And so this is a very important one. An American screenwriter, the former head of Focus Features and a faculty member at the Columbia University School of the Arts, James Seamus, headed up the jury this year at Berlin. And Richard Linklater, who essentially the Austin film scene revolves around Richard Linklater.
He's very involved with South by Southwest.
That was all born out of that. But in terms of like the filmmakers who live in Austin, right, he's there. And his film, which took over 12 years to make, because they took the actors, the young actors, and then the parents, and they filmed them as they aged. And
in real time.
In real time.
Wow.
So it's, you know, it's a couple-hour fiction film, but it was shot over a very long period of time. It won the Silver Bear, which is the runners-up award. It didn't win the... He won the Best Director. And then another American director, Wes Anderson's film, The Grand Budapest Hotel, won the second prize. The first prize went to Black Coal, Thin Ice, which is a Chinese film. And then there's a little bit of controversy connected to it, only because there are no release dates, not even in China. So there's a fear that this film may not even make it into release because the Chinese government will not allow it to be released anywhere in the world. It's not a martial arts film. It's kind of a film noir story that isn't particularly complimentary to the system, as it were, and that's what may keep it out of release.
Well, if I were a producer of the film, I certainly wouldn't try and promote it on the internet. It'll never get out.
It could be. So Black Coal, Thin Ice won the Golden Bear, the Silver Bear with the Grand Budapest Hotel, and then the Audience Awards went to an Ethiopian film, Diffrit. The second prize went to The Way It Looks, The Way He Looks, which is a Brazilian film, and Brides was the third
very global feel to that
festival.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a Georgian French film. It's very, very, very good festival at a very cold place in the universe in February. And then the British Academy Awards went to Steve McQueen's 12 Years a Slave. However, and it was expected to be a big winner, but it kept not winning and the actors not winning. And now, and at the very end, it won the Best Picture and it also
Best Actor
won
as well,
a
right?
Best Actress Award, absolutely. And then Alphonse Cuarón's Gravity was kind of a surprise winner in that it took six awards, including Best Director, Best Score, Best Visual Effects, Best Cinematography, and Best Sound, and Best British Film, although it was somewhat controversial as whether it should have been included as a British film.
So now we await the Oscars,
that's
right?
That's right.
And when that's soon.
That's March 2nd.
March 2nd, yeah. Okay.
In a
couple of weeks.
So, absolutely. Well, opening up this week is a film that I'm very much looking forward to at the Michigan Theater.
It's called?
It's called The Past. Je ne mettrai plus jamais un pied dans cette maison.
Ma décision est prise. Obviously, Russ, it's a foreign film.
That's correct.
So you'll have subtitles, but it's a...
And you heard Bernice Bergeau, who you may know from The Artist, and her performance is just universally praised. Now, she plays the French wife of an Iranian guy. The film is directed by Asghar Farhadi, who directed A Separation, which was a great, great film. And this film has got 97% positive reviews. And this gentleman comes back
99%?
From... 97%.
Oh, 97%. That's still outrageously good.
It's very, very good. And he this gentleman returns from to Paris from Tehran to finalize the divorce with his wife, played by Bernice Bourgeau, so she can marry her new boyfriend. They discover that there's a secret from their past that involves their daughter, and it's a dysfunctional family drama, you know, which isn't so odd, but the way
yeah, I've lived it.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's the most common kind of family there
right,
is.
Right, exactly right.
But the direction, the acting performance, everything is great. The past is definitely not to be missed. So go check that out. It opens on Friday,
and we can still see some of those Oscar films before the ceremony, right?
Oh my gosh, yes, yeah. Philomena reopened, American Hustle, Inside Llewyn Davis, Nebraska reopened, the Academy Award shorts for animation, for short narratives, as well as short documentaries are all playing. And opening next week, The Wind Rises, which is Hayao Miyazaki's animated film that will probably win the best animation, even though Frozen is also in that mix as well. But it's supposedly Hayao Miyazaki's last animated film, so he will probably win the Academy Award. And that opens a week from this Friday.
No.
At the multiplex, Pompeii is opening.
It was the jewel of our empire.
People of Pompeii! Let the games begin!
Obviously, it sounds very ominous. It's going to be a very serious kind of action drama.
It sounds like the ancient Roman Hunger Games. But so Pompeii is a city that was literally buried by
Mount
volcano.
Vesuvius.
Yeah, Mount Vesuvius. So this is a special effects. If you're a fan, one of the critics says, you know, it's pretty cheesy all the way around. But, you know, if a mass audience is interested in a Game of Thrones kind of sword and sandal kind of drama romance thing, this might be the thing for them. The review, again, there haven't been very many reviews, and they're not very strong at this point. Special effects are kind of negatively criticized.
And based on what I just heard, it is one of those movies where the soundtrack is integral into moving the story along.
Bum, 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 bum.
Exactly right.
But so anyway, it's set in Pompeii in Italy as Mount Vesuvius is erupting. It involves a slave warrior who's pitted against another slave warrior who has a true love. And they all try to escape the city at the last minute, despite their difficulties. And you know, I bet you they succeed at escaping.
You think?
I think probably they will. Most people.
But this is also going to be a movie that's in 3D, so you know it's going to have a certain amount of attraction to folks for just that reason.
Absolutely. Well, used to have that attraction, but 3D is kind of interesting. And then 3 Days to Kill, which is Kevin Costner's new film, he plays an international spy who's determined to give up his life and live a better life with his estranged wife and daughter. Of course, his past life come back to pull him back in, and there's all of that kind of conflict.
Sounds kind of similar to the movie in which he played a serial killer.
Well, except he's an international spy in this one, so it's much more cloak much and dagger.
Another Waterworld or Postman, maybe?
No internet reviews
like
on this one, so we'll see what happens. The Hitchcock series continues at the Michigan Theater. We are doing an extensive retrospective of Alfred Hitchcock's work. It started this month. It will end in May. And this week we're going to do Rebecca, which was an Academy Award winning film for Alfred Hitchcock for Best Picture.
Had Laurence Olivier in it, right?
That's right. It's the only Academy Award that he won until he got his honorary award, which is kind of, and it's a little different because it's not a thriller, it's a drama. And it was his, I think it was his last British film that he made. We're also showing and Rebecca will show on Sunday at 4 o'clock, and then Foreign Correspondent will show on Tuesday, the 25th, at 7 o'clock. So you can go check out those. And the Hitchcock series, go check out the whole series. It runs through May. And we're doing a kind of special odd screening of a film. There's a crowdsourcing site where you can you can come to us and say, hey, I'd like to see this movie be shown. And if you get enough of your friends and relatives and
then are you obligated or is it a choice?
Well, I'm not obligated as the theater, but if you crowdsource enough folks to come to it and all the bills get paid, then
yeah,
the film
not,
gets shown.
Right?
So we're doing a film that has Peter Dinklage and Steven Zahn and Ryan Kwanten.
Steve Zahn is so funny.
Yeah, he's funny. And Peter Dinklage is huge.
He's great in everything
right
he does,
because
right?
of Game of Thrones.
Right.
And the name of the movie is Knights of Bedassum.
And, badassdom.
And so it is a bit of a satire.
One would think.
And that's going to play tonight at 9:30. And then we're doing an extensive Korean film series with the University of Michigan, and that's with the NAM Center for Korean Studies. And we're doing The Thieves on Saturday, February 22nd. So that's at 2 o'clock, and that's a free screening. So go check that out. Lots to see. Academy Awards coming up. And
yeah, I would imagine that next week we're going to spend more time on that as we get even closer.
Yes, and here's a tip. If you're looking to win your Oscar pool, figure out what the Las Vegas odds makers are saying. They tend to be the most accurate.
Of course they are. The house always wins, right? You've been listening to Cinema Chat, an exclusive presentation of the news department here at 89.1 WEMU. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we'll do it all again next week.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.